Let me just share with you one more story. When I came back from India in 1968, I was living in New Hampshire on my father's farm. And a young fellow came to see me. He was about 18 or 19. He was living in the Lower East Side of New York. He was from Russian parents. And he was from quite wealthy parents, actually. But he was living as a kind of a hippie in New York with his girlfriend. And he came to see me and he said, I'd like to study yoga with you, hatha yoga and so on. I was teaching all those things at the time. And we sat together, and he was a very unusual fellow. And at one point, we were looking in one another's eyes, sitting together, and this blue light flashed between our third eyes. And it was so powerful, we both fell over backwards at the same moment. And I had no idea what that was. So he began to study yoga, and he would come to see me. His parents had a place nearby in an island, and he would go there, and he came to see me. And he started to improve. He was doing hatha yoga. Pretty soon he was doing it. By the end of the summer, I said, look, you now need a real teacher. I mean, I'm great, but I'm kind of a schlock, you know, teacher, and you need a real one. And so I'd suggest you see so-and-so or so-and-so. He said, well, I think I have enough of the basics. I'm going to go into a cave on my parents' place down in Arizona, and I'm just going to do yoga all winter. If I can just fly to wherever you are once a month and see you, fine. So every month he would fly to see me, and he was starting to look like a yogi. He was fasting, and he was getting that kind of look about him, and then he didn't come in February, and he didn't come in March, and in April, and I didn't think much about it, in April I got a letter from his mother saying, my son has entered Mahasamadhi, which in India means it's when you die and you enter the enlightened state. Now, that's very strange for a Russian woman to say to me, and I realized she was saying her son had died. She said, I'm coming to see you because I have to show you his diary.